Today is the Day of Trumpets. We heard from Mr. Bowles, their afternoon service, ours this morning here, that he gave the meaning of it. And it pictures the return of Christ. And that's what we're here to picture, we've all been looking for. An introduction, I'm going to just read some words from the Bible to start off with here. It says, "Abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. And if you turn from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father." Those picture Christ's return. Jacob was offered great blessings, and we have reaped them, but they're being taken away today. And we're picturing when Christ comes back, and those blessings will be back again. Christ will return them. And what I want to look at today is, will we be there? That's the title of this sermon that I've named, To Be There. Will you and I be there? What do we need to do to be there on that day when Christ returns? And first, I'd just like to take a quick look at a scripture that we need to realize that it is a gift of God. God gave us the gift, a gift so that we could be there and for Christ to return. If we turn to John 3:16, shows that it is a gift. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And that's what we're looking forward to, the return of Christ, so that we can have that everlasting life. And that's what this day pictures, Christ returning and us joining him and having everlasting life. So we must realize that it is a gift. You or I can't do anything to gain that. It comes from God. And then secondly, look at, we need to be spiritually diligent. Otherwise, we will not be there. If we turn over to 2 Peter chapter 1, and then read verses 10 and 11. "Therefore, the rather, brother, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." There's the end result of what we're looking for. But in verse 10 it says, give diligence. You must be diligent. We must continue to strive, to struggle, no matter what comes along in this physical life. If we don't give diligent, we will not be there. It is a constant struggle. It's like the feast is coming real quick. And yet, you know, you think, oh, I got time. But do we have time? No, we got to keep being diligent. It keeps creeping up. It's like all the holy days, time in between seems to slip away. This summer here didn't seem like we had summer. It was winter, now it's fall. We're back to the holy days. We're spring holy days, and then the weather and everything just seemed to, it's gone. So here we are, but we must be diligent. And the next thing is, we need to endure. We can never give up. So I'd like to look over at Matthew 10 and verse 22. It shows that we need to be diligent. Matthew 10 and 22. "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." And how many of us have people that seem to do things to you that They seem to hate you, and you don't know why. But we do know why. But we must keep on going. We cannot give up. Satan's there, and he will try and discourage us and try and kick us down, no matter how. But in order to be there, we have to endure. There's never a chance that we should turn back and not continue in God's way if we want to be there. And the end result is, and the great blessing that will become of it is, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. That city of New Jerusalem coming down from heaven. You know, if we don't continue to be diligent, to endure, and to realize that it is a gift from God and we must cherish that gift, we will not be there. So let's be there and never give up.